With KEDM News, I'm Bob Lennox. While all of the unaccompanied children who illegally crossed the border into the U.S. and were brought into Louisiana are living with sponsors or family members, it's still costing the state and local governments millions of dollars in unexpected expenses to care for them. A report given to the members of the State House Select Committee on Homeland Security says 1,414 children of various ages up to 18 were brought to Louisiana between January 1st and August 31st of this year. Almost all are from Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala. Mary Quaid, head of House Legislative Services, which prepared the report, says the children reportedly were sent to the U.S. by their parents to escape crime, violence, and human trafficking, primarily being forced into prostitution. Auto theft has dropped significantly in Louisiana. KEDM's Ashley Lyons reports on what's behind the decline.
Insurance Commissioner Jim Donnellan says auto theft in Louisiana has dropped 48% since 2007, which beats the national average of 34% in the same time period. Donnellan credits the massive decline in part to public outreach and initiatives by law enforcement
that have informed, in particular, young people that this is a gateway crime and will haunt them for the rest of their lives.
Donnellan says they've also been able to bust car thieves by using bait cars placed in high-risk areas that are equipped with monitoring equipment and cameras if they are stolen. He says technology has improved so that law enforcement now has the ability to read license plates as vehicles drive down the street
and snap pictures and do instant verification through state police data system that a vehicle is stolen.
Donnellan says the license plate reader program has resulted in hundreds of apprehensions. I'm Ashley Lyons, KEDM News.
The KEDM weather forecast, mostly sunny skies the remainder of the afternoon with a high today in the upper 70s. Partly cloudy skies this evening with a low near 50.